WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Georgia law enforcement defending its previous handling of the teenager who is now accused of murdering four people at his high school on Wednesday. The FBI was tipped off last year about previous threats, but says it didn't have enough evidence to do anything about it. What prosecutors have done is charge 14-year-old Colt Gray and his father, who is believed to have given him the gun used in the shooting for Christmas last year.
Colt Gray's aunt is revealing details about the teen's troubled home life, telling ABC News Colt was begging for months for help with his mental health, adding the adults around him failed him.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Haiti meeting with the interim government there as it struggles to regain control from gangs that took over large sections of the country earlier this year. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin saying the White House is about to pledge another $250 million in military funding to Ukraine. The August jobs numbers will be released by the Labor Department in about an hour. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A motorcyclist was seriously injured after his school bus collided with his bike in Beaver Dam. According to the Dodge County Sheriff's Office, it happened Wednesday afternoon on State Highway 33 near North Crystal Lake Road in the township of Beaver Dam. Investigators believe the Harley-Davidson driver was going east on State Highway 33 when the school bus, going north, hit him. The 62-year-old motorcyclist was taken to Marshfield Medical Center in Beaver Dam with serious injuries. The bus driver was not injured. Fond du Lac firefighters extinguished a semi-fire on Highway 41 Wednesday evening. No injuries were reported. When crews arrived, they found the semi fully engulfed in flames with the fire spreading to the trailer, which was carrying 42,000 pounds of pecans. Firefighters quickly extinguished the fire, but both southbound Highway 41 and Rolling Meadows Drive were briefly shut down to allow crews to work safely. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to feel a little like fall here the next couple of days. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 66 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, we'll drop down to 39. Tomorrow, sunny 67 on Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high back to near 75. Hey, if you love weather, check out SevereStudios.com. Weather stories, radar, live storm chasers at SevereStudios.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you're having a great start to your Friday, just a few short hours away from another weekend and the start of another football season. With the cool temperatures and football, oh, it feels like fall. Here's Go West.
I don't need to fall at your feet just cause you cut me to the bone. And I won't miss the way that you kiss me. We were never carved in stone. I'm not.
90s, and more.
Max FM.
Never gonna give you up. There is Rick Astley. Rick rolling you right away on a Friday morning. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 13 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. Happy Friday. How's it going today?
I don't know if I have enough coffee in me for the Rick roll at this time of the morning. Wow.
Well, you know, it's going to be stuck in the head the rest of the day because he's never going to give you up. That's Rick Astley for you.
That's so true, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So we finally made it to a Friday. We are ready for another weekend. Yes, I know there's a lot of people very much looking forward to this weekend, not only because of the cooler fall-like temperatures that are rolling in, but because the Packers open up their season tonight in Brazil. I mean, there's watch parties galore all over the place. Some in garages, some in living rooms. There's some at your favorite bars awesome. In the area. So yeah. There's going to be a lot of people, I think, tuning into that tonight. Just a quick reminder that Chris Hovel, our Packers expert, joins us in about an hour and 15 minutes or so, about 8:30, you know, however I manage the time, because I'm always fashionably late, for a sixth season of Hanging with Hovel here on Max FM. He's going to be joining us before and after those Packers Packers games to talk a little bit about what happened, the score. We'll give predictions. We'll do all of that good stuff. So make sure you join us this morning as we start another season. It feels like Chris and I just finished talking about the Packers and the 49ers like a week ago. And here we already are back to another season. So it should be a really great time. And so excited to have Chris joining us. And thank you to our sponsors on that, Tricor Insurance and Oakwood Fruit Farm, which you'll hear more about when we actually, you know, get to hanging with Havel a little bit later on. Now, did you do anything fun and exciting yesterday, Finn?
No, it was pretty much run-of-the-mill, just the usual stuff, but a beautiful day. I mean, the weather
gorgeous.
Again.
Yeah, I got a little rain. My flowers needed some watering because I have flowers that I absolutely forget about. I pretty much at this point just believe they're artificial, and so I kind of forget about them. So when we get a few showers out here on Goose Poop Pond, myself and the flowers thank Mother Nature profusely, because I'll be like, oh yeah, I should do something with those. I'm not a gardener, Finn. I don't have a green thumb. I don't really care. I just planted the flowers because Corey looked at my empty pots with weeds in them from a couple of years ago and was like, are we going to do anything with these or should we throw them away? I'm like, no, we took the time to fill them with dirt and put them on the deck, so we might as well put something in them.
Do something with it.
Right, exactly. So I took a couple of hanging pots and literally transplanted them into my big pots on the deck, and as I've said before, enough Miracle-Gro, you'll get anything to be amazing and beautiful. So that's essentially how that happens.
Well, now, are you seeing the little bursts of fall colors out there at Goose Poop
Pond? A little bit. I mean, we have a few branches here and there that are starting to get some color on it. As I've said, there's a lot of sumac in the area that's already starting to change. I've already seen that not only here at Goose Poop Pond, but, you know, when we make our way through Sauk County, you know, last night we had to drive to Madison for Taekwondo, and there are a few areas where there were, you know, ditches or hillsides of sumac, and you can definitely see the colors. Very vibrant. You can tell it was a wet summer because the color so far, I mean, I know we have a long ways to go and anything's bound to happen, but so far the colors I've seen are very vibrant. So I'm hoping that gives way to some beautiful fall foliage in the next few weeks. Not that I'm wishing away summer, because we don't want to do that, because we know what comes after fall. But at the same time, I really do love fall colors. It is one of my favorite times of the year. So it's amazing what Mother Nature can do. She can give us like awfulness, right? Like tons of snow, awful days of rain, flooding. She can dish out the tornadoes, the hurricanes in other parts of the country. And then all of a sudden, she can give you these amazing fall colors. All at the same time. Yeah. She is a fickle creature, that Mother Nature.
She is very fickle. I mean, and I think just by looking at the forecast, yes, we're going to get these nice, cool fall temperatures for the next few days, but then we're going to bounce back next week.
It's warm again. We're not quite done with summer. I mean, we're a couple weeks away from the beginning of fall anyway, so, you know, it's bound to happen. But I said to Corey, I said, we're going to try to enjoy the 60s while we can this weekend. There might be a trip to an apple orchard again in our future. When he was at the DNC, Dexter and I made our way to Oakwood, where Dexter promptly ate everything that we bought, and his dad essentially had nothing, which did not make his dad very happy, because he just lives for turnovers and apple cider donuts. So I said, well, maybe that's what we'll do this weekend. I don't feel great. I'm trying to shake this cold. I haven't slept more than probably 12 hours in the last 3 days, because my nose is just so stuffy, and my head is just pounding that badly. So I said, maybe that'll just be a nice way to relax this weekend, take a beautiful drive, and get something delicious to eat in the meantime.
Oh,
so anytime I end my day with like a gluten-free chocolate chip cookie or an apple turnover, I mean, that's always going to make me feel better. Always. In fact, last night when we were in Madison, Dexter was at Taekwondo, and I had a few things to get at the store, because I decided I'm going to make us a pot of chili, turkey chili tonight. I don't feel well, and we have puppy school. The game's going to be on. So I was like, perfect. Chili on a 60 degree day. I think that sounds amazing, right? So I had to go get a few ingredients. Happened to go by the bakery of one of my favorite grocery stores in Madison. And I was like, flourless chocolate cake, the mini version, 3 inches, you say. I don't care. I got the flourless chocolate cake.
Sweet temptation.
That's right. Corey Corey called me as I was sitting in the little cafe eating, and he's like, what are you doing? I said, eat my chocolate cake. And he's like, is that going to make your cold feel better? And I said, I don't know if it gets rid of it, but it certainly makes me feel better. So yes, I will enjoy my flourless chocolate cake. It's so good. It's so decadent. It's so ooey and gooey and sticky. It's just absolutely the best. So I try to enjoy that whenever I can. But that was pretty much the gist of our day yesterday. Taekwondo, flourless chocolate cake, and some canned goods at the grocery store. What more could you ask for, Finn?
Living the dream.
Fun. Well, you know, you can't live too large before a weekend, right? You gotta pace yourself into the whole thing. Now, this morning, as everybody's getting ready for the day and, you know, trying to get the kids out the door to school and yourself out the door for work, we got to talk about breakfast foods, and in particular, breakfast cereal, because I found this to be really interesting. Now, let me preface this by saying I am not a huge cereal fan, right? Like, I don't eat a lot of cereals. There are certain kinds that I loved as a kid, but I was never like, ooh, you know, just give me that box of Fruit Loops and sit me down in front of the TV. I was pretty picky even as a kid. So here's something that some of us may not have realized. The first cold cereal was introduced way back in 1860. Meaning cereal has now, Finn, been around for 160 years. That's kind of unbelievable,
that is a trip,
right?
Yeah.
Now, every cereal that's come out since the late 1800s has tasted pretty good, and some have been a little disgusting, but it's Friday, so let's focus on all of the good stuff of life, right? Complex.com created this list of the 50 best breakfast cereals of all time. And hopefully everybody's had their coffee this morning, because it might inspire a little debate, but maybe we can agree on number one, and we'll get there in just a moment. Now, obviously, we're not going through the list of all 50 because, well, things to do on a Friday morning, but I'm going to kind of scan this list. When we get to the top 10, we'll hit all of those. So at number 19 on the list is French Toast Crunch. Now, this is one that I don't even particularly remember, but it was introduced back in 1996. Do you remember French Toast Crunch?
I don't remember this one.
Yeah, no, this was a new one for me. Cocoa Pebbles comes in at number 18 on the list, introduced back in 1971. That was a big one for my kids when they were little. They really liked their Cocoa Pebbles. That was a big one. Rice Krispie Treat cereal also makes the top 20. That was introduced in 1993. So it's not just Rice Krispies. It's actually...
it's an actual cereal.
It's an actual Rice Krispie mini treat that you pour milk over and then eat it. It's like little squares. Like, you know, like mom used to make in the kitchen. It's not just the little individual pieces of puffed rice, right? So that's the difference. Now, I was a huge fan of Rice Krispie cereal, the puffed rice version, because I liked the snap, crackle, and pop. I mean, I was a kid of the 80s. I watched the advertising.
So were you there more for the show or for the taste of the thing? You were more for the snap, crackle, and pop.
You had to dress up. I mean, it's puffed rice. Come on. It wasn't like it was flavorful. So you had to dress it up a little bit, a little maple syrup on it mixed into your milk with a banana on top. It was delicious once you did that. Otherwise, once it got kind of soggy, it really didn't make any noise anymore, and it really didn't taste like anything.
Isn't that kind of the way it is with the Chex cereals too, like rice Chex? I mean, it doesn't really have any flavor.
Anything that's a rice base, you're going to have to add a little flavoring too. Let's be honest. Trix is also in the top 20. That was introduced in 1954. So that's been around for quite a while. Golden Grahams also makes the top 20. That was introduced in 1976. You got Cookie Crisp as one of the all-time best cereals. That was introduced in 1977. Now, as we go into the top 10, Cocoa Puffs actually comes in at number 10 on the list. My kids interchanged between Cocoa Pebbles and Cocoa Puffs. I mean, really, they were the same essential thing. Well, they were just made by different companies, and they looked the same, and my kids never really could tell the difference as far as taste goes. So that was introduced though back in 1958. So
you know, even with the chocolate cereals, I had more of a issue with, because I don't know, the chocolate just didn't taste like real chocolate to me. Even with the big three, when you've got Frankenberry, Boo Berry, and Count Chocula, even Count Chocula, I didn't really it wasn't my favorite of the three. I preferred Frankenberry and Booberry.
It tastes
this
like
is deep stuff
chocolate.
We're getting into.
I know. This is why it could trigger debate. So make sure that you're, you know, you don't have a lively bunch in the car this morning. Number nine on the list is Honey Bunches of Oats with Almonds. That's a specific one. That was introduced in 1989. Now, I do love myself some Honey Bunches of Oats, whether it's with the almonds or not. I think they're delicious. I do love granola, though, so maybe that's the difference
sure.
there.
Yeah.
Lucky Charms comes in at number eight, introduced in 1964. They're magically delicious. At least that's what the commercial tells us. I personally find the marshmallows to be pure sugar, but that's just me. I was never a Lucky Charms fan, but I know a lot of people are. Frosted Flakes comes in at number seven on the list. Now, these have been around since 1952, and honestly, I'm a huge Frosted Flakes fan. Who doesn't love
like
Tony
Frosted
the Tiger?
Yeah.
They're delicious. You don't have to do anything to them because they're already coated in a bunch of sugar, and so you just pour them in a bowl, pour some milk over them, except I don't like soggy cereal, so I used to find myself eating them really, really quickly because I still wanted a little crunch when I was
sure.
eating them.
Sure.
Let's see, we have Apple Jacks that come in at number six on the list. This was introduced in 1965. Now, my husband is still an Apple Jacks fan. I don't know if it's good to admit as a grown human being in their mid-40s that they still prefer some Apple Jacks. But hey, we all have our preferences, so I'm not
going
to judge.
See, now, when I was a kid, I liked Apple Jacks, too. They
sure.
were one of my favorites.
Right.
And I found it was kind of a polarizing cereal because there wasn't none of my friends liked Apple Jacks.
Sure. Well, and so, you know, I think your tastes refine as you get a little bit older, too, don't they? Or they should, unless you're Corey Hartman,
probably,
of course.
Yeah.
Fruit Loops comes in at number five on the list, introduced back in 1963. And then we have Oreos on the list. This is still a cereal I believe you can buy. We don't spend a lot of time in the cereal aisle. This is number four on the list. It was introduced in 1997, so it actually hasn't been around for all that long. But who doesn't love mini Oreos in a bowl with milk poured over the top? I mean, hello, we could spend hours in the Oreo aisle, so this just feels like we're taking a step out of it. I mean, we don't have to, like, get our individual cookies. We just dump it in a bowl. We put the milk over it.
This is the good nutritional breakfast we're
exactly.
talking about here.
Exactly. Yeah. This is what you give the kids so they you can sugar them up right before you send them out the door in the morning. This is awesome stuff. Captain Crunch, Cap'n Crunch Crunch Berries. There's two crunches in there. I can't forget it. I feel like I wouldn't be doing it justice. That's number three on the list, introduced in 1967. Again, not a big Captain Crunch fan, so
no?
I probably no.
Yeah.
I didn't really love the sugary cereals. Frosted Flakes were about as sugary as I got, and I get like your Honey Bunches of Oats and stuff. They, if you look at the sugar label, well, don't if you're trying to watch your sugar because
right.
it's loaded. But I was never like a Captain Crunch fan.
Okay.
Honey Nut Cheerios. Oh, I love Honey Nut Cheerios. They're so good. And now Cheerios are kind of like the Oreos of cereal, right? Because if you go into the cereal aisle and you look at the Cheerios, there's like 90 different flavors of Cheerios. Things that I didn't even know existed. I can get yogurt covered Cheerios now with a blueberry flavor.
Uh-huh.
I can get raspberry
uh-huh.
Cheerios. I can get chocolate Cheerios. I can get chocolate and peanut butter Cheerios. And I can just get the plain old Cheerios, which again, like, you know, with the rice puffs, need like a little help as far
a
as taste goes.
There,
yes.
Yeah.
But Honey Nut Cheerios comes in at number two on the list, introduced in 1979. And for the record, original Cheerios is all the way down at number 31 on this list of 50. And then finally, the number one cereal. And by the way, healthiness on this list, in case you haven't figured out, was not considered as far
right.
as our favorite cereals go. So number one on the list, and I know my kids would have agreed with this when they were little, probably not so much now as they're kind of like I am about cereal. Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the number one cereal on this list, introduced back in 1984. And I'm old enough to remember when this was first a thing. You had to have a box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Mm-hmm.
It was a
mm-hmm.
thing because
oh,
you went to school
yeah.
and talked about it. So I did have my occasional box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. But yeah, no, I again, got a little soggy. If I wanted Cinnamon Toast, Cinnamon Sugar Toast, my mama just made it for me. So I didn't have to let it get soggy in the milk. I just let it get soggy with butter, which was so much better, maybe. So Cinnamon Toast Crunch, yay or nay for you? Are you in on that one, or are you like, no, there's better cereals?
Oddly enough, I'm kind of like you. I'm not a huge cereal guy.
Okay.
But, I mean, Cinnamon Toast Crunch is, it seems like okay. everybody loves it.
Right? It's all right.
I like, you know, stuff like Frosted Mini Wheats
yes.
and, you know, things like
yes.
that. But I don't, I'm not 5 years old anymore, so
right?
I don't really gravitate towards the Apple Jacks or the
That's
Fruit
right.
Loops anymore.
But I like things that give me a little fiber in my diet, Finn.
Right.
I mean, let's face it, as we get older, these are things we consider.
I haven't quite moved on to Raisin Bran yet, but yeah.
As we get older, these are things we must consider in our,
yes.
our adult diet. Complex.com has a list of all 50 if you want to reminisce about some of your favorite cereals as a kid. Or heck, if you're a 45-year-old grown adult and you love these kids' cereals, we are not going to judge, but you can take a look at the full list over there. We've got to take a look at our forecast though right now, because we've mentioned it. It's going to feel a little bit like fall over the next couple of days. Partly cloudy, 66 today. We've got some clouds hanging around this morning out here at Goose Poop Pond. Actually looks like it could rain, but there is no rain in the forecast. It's going to be chilly tonight for all of those high school football games. My goodness. 39 for a low tonight.
Whoa.
Then tomorrow, I know, right? So grab the jacket. Be ready for that. Lots of sun tomorrow with a high near 67. And then as we get to Sunday, we're going to warm things up just a bit. But it's still going to be a lovely day. Mostly sunny, 75 for a high. Right now, it is 54.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwig delivers for Wisconsin farmers. Because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwig puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwig. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwig for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Discover the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, your community's trusted financial institution for over 110 years. Hi, this is Scott Rockwell, President and CEO at Bank of Wisconsin Dells. And our personal bankers bring decades of experience and pride into each of their local deposit relationships. Call us today so we can show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at It's All About You Yoga. Located in downtown Baraboo, It's All About You Yoga is devoted to bringing the joy of yoga to each student, allowing them to live a calmer, happier, and healthier life. Find your breath. Classes include beginners, gentle flow, restorative yoga, and yoga dance. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
7:32 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you are having a great start to your Friday. We are almost at another weekend, just a few short hours before we get to officially enjoy it, right? And of course, Packers football starts tonight. Be ready for that one. I mean, I know a lot of people are already planning, right? Make sure you have a safe get-together, though. Tapao, this is Heart and Soul now on 99.7 Max FM.
Heart and soul, the tear in my heart as you walk over by. Official.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:36 right now. And if you want to save yourself a whole lot of money today, especially going into the weekend, that's always nice, and you'd like to shop local, we want you to head over to MaxFMBigDeals.com and take advantage of today's big deal of the day. A good one if you've been thinking about trying some yoga, or maybe you just need a good way to relax, something in your exercise routine that's a little bit different. 50% off for you to try. It's All About You yoga classes. Gentle flow, yin yoga, restorative yoga, even yoga dance. No promo code needed. A $30 certificate with that 50% off. Only $15 today only when you shop at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Just put those certificates in your cart. We'll apply the discount at a checkout. Remember, while you're over at MaxFMBigDeals.com, make sure you look at everything else we have to offer, especially those instant downloads, which are awesome during the weekend because you're not waiting for us to send you any certificates. You can purchase them. They're there on your phone, and you're enjoying a meal out or an afternoon out with friends and family. And the best part, you're saving yourself a whole lot of money. MaxFMBigDeals.com. Make sure you go check that out today and do a little online shopping going into the weekend. It's Friday. Nobody wants to do the work thing. Nobody wants to check the emails. You just want to save some money, right? So I get it. We're all there. Now, don't forget, coming up in about an hour, we are going to start a sixth season of Hanging with Hobble here on Max FM. Our Packers expert, Chris Hobble, is going to join us as we talk about the Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles opening the season tonight in Brazil. You definitely don't want to miss out on that. Plus, coming up yet this hour, we're going to have birthdays and anniversaries. It's the big weekend list. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, text us this morning, 355-9970. Sean Cable's going to have a detailed look at your fall-like forecast in just a moment. Plus, we'll have a look at sports next here on Max FM.
Good morning and welcome to Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Next week, we have several auctions, including the Don White online-only auction ending Tuesday at 10 a.m. Features lawnmowers and outdoor equipment, as well as tools and household items. Then on Wednesday, we have two auctions at 10 a.m. It's the Phil and Sandy Edgerton auction, featuring equipment, trucks, trailers, tools, and much more. And then at 6 p.m. is the Reedsburg Country Club Junior Golf Foundation fundraiser auction, featuring golf packages from local golf course. All these online-only auctions are open and available for viewing on our website at gavinbros.com. Next Friday, we have a drop-off day for our September consignment auction from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. at a Reedsburg auction facility. We're accepting farm machinery, construction equipment, vehicles, trailers, lawn and garden items, tools, and much more. Again, that's Friday from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Check our website for more details. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
The Chiefs survive on opening night in Kansas City, holding off Baltimore 27-20 at Arrowhead. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Lamar Jackson hit Isaiah Likely for the potential game-tying touchdown as time expired, but the tight end's toe was ruled out of bounds after review, giving the two-time Super Bowl champion Chiefs the victory. Patrick Mahomes, 20 of 28, 291 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. Packers and Eagles kick off the regular season in Brazil tonight. It's the first ever regular season game from South America. It's the first ever regular season game from Brazil. It's also the first time since 1970 that the league will play a regular season matchup on a Friday. The Packers have high hopes for the season after squeaking into the playoffs as a wild card a year ago. Brewers back at it tonight, facing the Colorado Rockies in the first of a three-game series at AmFam Field. Milwaukee's magic number to clinch the Central stands at 13. Bill Scott, Wisconsin, Radio Network.
It is going to feel a little like fall here the next couple of days. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 66 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, we'll drop down to 39. Tomorrow, sunny 67 on Sunday. Mostly sunny with a high back to near 75. Hey, if you love weather, check out SevereStudios.com. Weather stories, radar, live storm chasers at SevereStudios.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
99.7 Max FM. 7:41 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and happy Friday. I feel like we can't say that enough because, well, we're always ready for another weekend. Queen, another one bites the dust now on 99.7 Max FM. Birthdays and anniversaries next. 355-9970 if you know somebody celebrating.
Bucks barely down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey. Hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. How do you think I'm gonna get along without you when you're gone? You took me for everything that I had and kicked me out of my own. Are you happy? Are you satisfied? How long can you stand the heat? Out of the doorway, the bullets are racing.
Another one bites the dust. There is Queen. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. That's a good one on a Friday morning, Finn, especially as we're just kind of sitting back, getting ready for another weekend. I mean, and who isn't ready for the weekend? Doesn't matter if we had that four-day work week or not. Anytime Friday rolls around, you're always in a good mood, right?
Mm-hmm. We're ready.
Exactly. We're always ready. Hey, and I mentioned a little earlier, but our big deal of the day happening right now over at Max FM, BigDeals.com. We would love for you to go take advantage of a 50% off deal at It's All About You Yoga and More. Gentle Flow, Yin Yoga, Restorative Yoga, Yoga Dance. This is a $30 certificate for you to try out a class or two. Only $15 today only when you're shopping at MaxFMBigDeals.com. That's a heck of a bargain, right? And I love yoga. Yoga is one of my favorite things. I don't do it enough, but I really, really should. I always feel so much better after I do it. So much stretching, it calms the mind. It just kind of gets you reset. I really have to work that into what I do a little bit more. So take advantage if it's been something you've been eyeing a little bit, or maybe, you know, you're already a seasoned yoga seasoned at practicing yoga. There we go. Words are coming this morning. Too
Does
much
that make
cold
you a
medicine.
Yogologist?
Season? Yes, maybe. Yeah. Yogi? Okay. I don't know. I think sometimes they're called yogis, too. I don't know.
Yogis?
I just do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I just do it for the nice stretching and mental calmness. That's what I essentially do it for. Anyway, MaxFMBigDeals.com. Go over there. Take advantage of our big deal of the day. You're going to hear us talk about it a lot today because we want to make sure that, those certificates get into as many hands as absolutely possible. Saving money, shopping local on a Friday. I mean, it doesn't really get much better than that. Now, we do have some birthdays we got to talk about this morning as we kind of switch gears here. Of course, it's the big weekend list, and I've went through and I've parsed everything down because honestly, if I hadn't, we would be here till like Tuesday, and nobody really wants that because we want to enjoy our weekend, right? So before we jump into the celebrity side of things, if you're celebrating today or you know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning, 355-9970. Starting out with the top of our celebrity list with, I hope I pronounce this right, Gaten Matarazzo. I don't know. He's Dustin on Stranger Things. I'm sure I butchered the name. That's all right. I know he's a very talented actor. That much I know about him. He is celebrating his 22nd birthday this weekend. We also have Evan Rachel Wood on the list. She played Dolores Abernathy, the first android host on Westworld. Okay. She is celebrating her 37th birthday. Sometimes when it comes to these birthday lists, I say a lot of words, but I'm not exactly sure what I'm saying. So you got to bear with me. I do pre-read a lot of stuff, as hard to believe as that is. I mean, you've heard the show. Jonathan Taylor Thomas, we all know him. He was Randy Taylor on Home Improvement way back in the day. He is celebrating his 43rd birthday. Once he was done being Randy Taylor, he just kind of fell off the face of the earth, and it's very rare that we see him anymore. He does a lot of things behind the camera from what I know, but tries to really keep his personal life very, very quiet. There's not a lot of sightings of him, and in fact paparazzi kind of goes insane when they do actually get him coming out of a coffee shop or something, because it's so rare to actually see him.
But well, he was pretty popular back in the day, right?
Yeah, he just doesn't want women pulling out their posters of him from when he was a kid because they were on every girl's bedroom wall. He's 43 though. Little Randy Taylor is celebrating his 43rd birthday this weekend, so yeah, there is that. J.D. Pardo is celebrating a birthday. He's 44 years old. He played Ezekiel Reyes on The Sons of Anarchy and then its spinoff, Mayans MC. Pink is celebrating a birthday this weekend as well. I love Pink. She is celebrating her 45th birthday. Oliver Hudson is also celebrating. He's 48 years old. He plays Agent Miller on The Cleaning Lady. He is Goldie Hawn's son and Kate Hudson's brother. Naomi Harris is also on the list. You know her as Miss Moneypenny in the James Bond movies Skyfall, Spectre, and No Time to Die. She was also Tia in the second and third Pirates of the Caribbean. She played a zombie killer in 28 Days Later and an Oscar nominee for Moonlight. 48 years old for her as well. So what did you think in the James Bond movies in Skyfall, Spectre, and No Time to Die?
Oh, she's great as Moneypenny. You know, and that, awesome. Any of those roles are hard to replace an actor, but she's, right? Yeah, she's great.
Yep. Awesome. Shannon Elizabeth, who was that foreign exchange student Nadia in the American Pie movies. Yeah, we all remember her. And then she went on Dancing with the Stars. And all I remember about that, I never watched it, but I remember she made a lot of tabloid covers because she spent a lot of time crying when she was on that show.
Oh, yeah.
She's celebrating her 51st birthday this weekend. Kennedy is celebrating a birthday. Now, Rolling Stone actually voted her the most hated MTV VJ of the 1990s. Yeah, that checks. Then she went on to do some stuff with Fox News. I think she's still over there. I'm not exactly sure, but she's celebrating her 52nd birthday.
Why was that? Why did everybody just kind of throw all of the hatred her way?
She was kind of condescending, and she was one of those people who didn't really look like she enjoyed her job much. Now, I'm not going to be one of those people who's like, oh, women need to smile. But honestly, you're on camera and you're sitting there hosting and interviewing celebrities and these amazing rock legends, and you can't even muster like a smile. I mean, come on.
Well, it was the 90s. It was grunge. True. Nobody was technically supposed to smile, so...
Maybe she was just living in the era. That she was above, way above her time, beyond her time, is what we'll say about Kennedy. Or she was just a miserable person, and there was a reason why she won the most hated VJ. I have no idea.
I would imagine that Martha Quinn would be one of the more
probably. Everybody loved Martha Quinn. She was bubbly. She still is. She's got her own show now on radio. It's basically syndicated across the United States. And Martha Quinn sounds exactly the same as she did in 1988 when she was an MTV VJ. I mean, if you listen to the show now versus then, you would have no idea.
It's totally the same.
It's crazy that she hasn't changed as far as her voice at all. And really, when you see her in person, she hasn't really aged all that much either. Martha Quinn still looks adorable and like she's 12 years old, which is kind of crazy. Idris Elba, who was in the Thor movies, he was also Stringer Bell on HBO's The Wire. He played Nelson Mandela in Mandela: Long Walk to Freedom, and he was the voice of the tiger Shere Khan in the live-action Jungle Book movie. He's celebrating his 52nd birthday. He's just got one of those voices, right? And like a presence about him. I love Idris Elba. I think he's talented. David Arquette is also celebrating a birthday. He's the poor dude who let Courtney Cox get away. Anyway, he's celebrating his 53rd birthday. Brooke Burke is also celebrating her 53rd birthday. Speaking of Dancing with the Stars and Shannon Elizabeth crying, Brooke Burke was a former co-host. She also won the 7th season of the show. Erin Andrews actually took over the co-hosting job when Brooke left. Tom Everett Scott is on this list this weekend as well. He's a Tom Hanks lookalike in that movie The Thing That You Do and the vastly underrated Dead Man on Campus. 54 for him this weekend. Leslie Jones is celebrating a birthday. She is the former SNL superstar. We know that she loves the Olympics. At least I'm not sure she loved it any more than Snoop Dogg, because they were willing to pay Snoop a whole lot more money than Leslie.
Yeah,
exactly. And she was also in that horrible female version of the Ghostbusters. But I love Leslie Jones, so we won't hold that against her. She is celebrating her 57th birthday. Rosie Perez is also celebrating. I love Rosie Perez. She's funny, and she's got that kind of Fran Drescher, very soothing voice about her. But she's very talented. 60 years old for Rosie Perez. Betsy Russell, who played Jill Tuck in the Saw movies, she and Hoffman had a brutal struggle as to which one of them would be Jigsaw's successor. Hoffman got the best of her in the end. However, a lot of your, you know, uncles who, you know, like to look at pretty women still think Betsy's greatest achievement, bar none, was the topless horse riding scene in the classic 1983 comedy Private School, which co-starred Phoebe Cates and Matthew Modine. Boy, that's going way back, isn't it? Anyway, Betsy Russell, 61 years old this weekend. Amy Mann, who's the lead singer of Tell Tuesday, the song Voices Carry, that's a great one. She's celebrating her 64th birthday. We also have David Steele on the list from the Fine Young Cannibals and the English Beat. I mean, some of his hits with the Beat include Mirror in the Bathroom and Save It for Later. And then, of course, with the Cannibals, he had She Drives Me Crazy and Johnny Come Home. 64. Did I say that? I can't remember. But that's how old he is this weekend. Michael Winslow, who played Larvell Jones in those Police Academy movies and the radar technician with the Jammed Radar and Spaceballs. Such a funny guy. He is celebrating his 66th birthday. Now, he's the guy that can make all those weird sounds with his mouth. He sounds like some sort of sound machine, but he can just do it by imitating it. It's crazy. Jeff Foxworthy is also celebrating his 66th birthday this weekend. He actually wrote his first redneck jokes around 1987, and he's still living off that you might be a redneck money 3 decades later. Good for him. Look at him learning how to make the system work. I love it.
It was a one-trick pony, and he's still riding it, isn't he?
You know what? Yeah. You do what you got to do sometimes.
Exactly.
Michael Emerson, who played Ben Linus on Lost, and he was also Finch on Person of Interest. You probably know him, right, Finn, from Lost? He is celebrating his 70th birthday. Character good, bad, indifferent?
Not a good guy.
Okay. Well, that's unfortunate for him, but we'll still celebrate his birthday.
Great
anyway.
Actor, though.
There
Fantastic
we go. There
actor.
We go. See, we'll find some good stuff. Corbin Burnson. I mean, L.A. Law and Major League were really the only two things we know him from. He's celebrating his 70th birthday this weekend. Legend Chrissy Hynde is celebrating a birthday as well. She was the lead singer of The Pretenders, Brass in Pocket, Middle of the Road, Back on the Chain Gang. She is 73 years old. Julie Kavner, who plays Marge on The Simpsons, or I should say is her voice on The Simpsons. She She is 74 years old. From SNL, Kate and Allie, and Third Rock from the Sun, another legend, Jane Curtin is celebrating. She is 77 nice. Years old. Love Jane Curtin. Swoozy Kurtz is also celebrating. She's very talented as well. 80 years old for Swoozy Kurtz.
Wow.
Now, that one stunned me this morning. She is Molly's mom on Mike and Molly, if you were a fan of that show. She was Jake Gyllenhaal's mom in Bubble Boy, and the lawyer Jim Carrey goes up against in Liar Liar. And the other day I was going through streaming platforms and I came across Sisters, which she starred in late 80s with like Cecil yep. Ward. Yeah. So she was the oldest sister in that one. Gloria Gaynor is celebrating a birthday this weekend. I Will Survive, her big hit. She is 81 years old. Roger Waters, Pink Floyd legend, is also celebrating his 81st birthday this weekend. Bernie Sanders, Vermont senator and failed presidential candidate, will always remember Bernie from that inauguration with his middies. He is celebrating his 83rd birthday. That is just one of the most iconic photos we will ever come across for a senator. And then finally, we end this celebrity list with Joanne Worley, who's a comedic genius. She was on Laugh-In. She played the operatic Wardrobe also in Beauty and the Beast. 87 for her this weekend.
Wow, yeah, that checks out.
Yeah. Now, we do have one very special local birthday we've got to pass along this morning. J.C. Wagner of Reedsburg is celebrating a birthday today, Finn. And not only is she celebrating a birthday, but it's a big one. J.C. is 21 years old today. So very, very happy birthday to J.C. We hope she has a wonderful day. And hopefully there's a designated driver around. We all know what happens sometimes yes. on be those safe. 21st yes. birthdays. So be safe. Have a great day and very, very happy birthday from all of us here at Max FM. Now, if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, we wish you a very happy day as well. To add somebody to this list, easy stuff. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Now, coming up in just moments, we are going to talk a little bit about this fall-like forecast. Sean Cable's going to tell you what you can expect over the weekend. Really lots of sunshine, drier air, and some really nice temperatures. But he'll tell you all about it. We'll also have a look at ABC and local news here in just minutes. And right now, it's your community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's the 30th annual Baraboo River Rendezvous, a pre-1840 fur trade reenactment Labor Day weekend. This will be Friday, August 30th through Sunday the 1st. From 9 a.m. until 5 p.m., it's at Spirit Point on Mill Race Drive in Baraboo. Come enjoy the 1800-style food, games, we'll have demonstrations, competitions, as well as live music. You can check out their Facebook page for all the details. Again, this will be Labor Day weekend, Friday the 30th through September 1st, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m., Spirit Point, Mill Race Drive in Baraboo. And it's time once again for the Wisconsin State Cow Chip Throw. The event will feature a parade, stages for entertainment, arts and crafts, food booths, a 5K and 10K run, and so much more. This will all be happening at Marion Park in Prairie du Sac. You can get all the details at wiscowchip.com, wiscowchip.com. Friday events will include live music from 5 until 9, the corporate throw at 5:30. Then on Saturday, it's the big day of events. Food court open all day long. The 5K and 10K will start the day. Then the cow chip breakfast. You've got the farmer's market.